If you came expecting 21-gun salutes, fanfares, and speeches, you would have been disappointed. The Pope's arrival at Andrews Air Force Base outside Washington, D.C. was even more sober and subdued than the prearranged protocol had decreed it would be. That's not because the Pope's visit hasn't been eagerly awaited, anticipated, and analyzed on everything from TV talk shows to tabloids and blogs. On the contrary, Time magazine set the tone with its four-page article entitled "The American Pope." The local press confirms that he respects and even admires America's spiritual foundations and deep religiosity, although commentators are quick to point out the contradictions that continue to exist between what people say they believe and how they actually put those beliefs into practice. In any event, the overall impression is that Benedict XVI likes America, and as frequently happens in so-called reciprocal relationships, America has already decided that it likes Benedict. People are curious, even anxious, to hear what he has to say to them about their country, their church, and themselves. So there was an overall air of disappointment on Tuesday afternoon, precisely because there was no exchange of speeches or messages. A group of enthusiastic onlookers had gathered outside the security cordon and improvised a cheery "Happy Birthday to you" as the Holy Father made his way to the waiting limousine. Flags flew, the sun shone, and the Pope looked surprisingly rested and relaxed as he greeted the President and First Lady in what was essentially an informal and fleeting arrival ceremony, if you can call it that. There was a message, of course, but it hasn't filtered down through the media chain yet. It was what Pope Benedict XVI had to say during the extremely articulated press conference he held aboard the flight that brought him here. The Pope reiterated the primary and secondary objectives of his trip. He described it as a pastoral visit to the Church in the United States, and gave high priority to his planned encounters at the ecumenical and interreligious level, and with the Jewish community, before linking his visit to the United Nations with the 60th anniversary of the Declaration of Human Rights. What will surprise and please his hosts is the clarity and courage with which he responded to the inevitable question regarding the sexual abuse issue. Every conversation regarding the Catholic Church in this country either begins or ends with comments concerning this issue, which the Pope himself called a wound. Benedict XVI couldn't have been clearer. 3 points: justice, healing, and greater attention to the human and spiritual formation of seminarians. He confirmed exactly what people want to hear. It should never have happened. It must never happen again. No prizes for guessing the headlines in tomorrow morning's newspapers. With the Pope on his first visit to the United States, I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.